What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 190. Nick and Alex, both of you this week. Nick, 10 episodes away from 200 here. So it doesn't seem, you know, it's kind of ballpark 200 because we didn't start with the episode count. But it's been, I guess, 5 years we've been doing this now. So to reach 200 is pretty wild.
Yeah, time flies, man. It really does.
Yeah, it's weird how we, you know, started out and it was pretty suspect there at the beginning as far as how we went about it and everything, trying to get all these notes together and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now it's just kind of on the fly, you know, just kind of go off the memory of what we saw in the races and everything like that. So, but yeah, it's been fun and you know, hopefully we can keep doing it for a little while longer. I mean, you never know what could happen. You know, you're getting married soon this year. You know, if both, you know, you and I try and start, families and everything. So, yeah, we'll enjoy the quietness,
right?
Besides the animals, obviously, but, you know, for the time being. So hopefully we can keep doing this for a little while. But anyway, Nick, real quick, just want to get your thoughts on what you thought of Atlanta, as the cup race and, you know, the ending. And obviously the ending was, you know, never really happened before like that. So, what were your thoughts on that before we talk about, Vegas and all that, and all that stuff?
Yeah, he pretty much nailed it. The ending was one that we always want to see in an end of a race. Going three wide, going into the end of it, I just, you don't see that very often. There was a lot of back and forth between middle of the pack and end of the pack and up in the top 10 throughout the race, which is always good to see. And a lot of leader changes, which you always like to see as well. It's three of the main things I always look at to categorize a good race, and they nailed it. So I'm very happy with Atlanta last week. Couldn't have done better.
Yeah, I pretty much everything that I, you know, that I had said, you pretty much hit right on the button there. Obviously, you know, we don't never really see three wide coming to the start finish, you know, to end the race there, drag race off turn four. Like you said, a lot of passing for the lead, a lot of jostling for position all over the pack. Which made for great racing. And, you know, besides that big wreck at the beginning, wasn't, you know, too much in the way of that. They were even four wide. They made it work. So, definitely good racing there. And, you know, we hope to keep that momentum going as far as going into Vegas. Obviously, different style. You know, they say, so to speak, this is where the season actually starts. Because it's your traditional mile and a half, different package, and everything like that. So, only one thing that came out of Las Vegas on the cup side for penalties, Chris Buescher, we saw he lost a wheel, you know, which ended his day. His front tire changer and Jackman are suspended for two races. And I guess that's it on that. RFK hasn't said whether they were going to appeal or not yet. So, usually, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry on this one. It literally came off. So, you know, I guess not too bad of a penalty. You know, it's kind of been with this, the new car and everything, it's kind of been one of those almost, you know, once a week, once every other week kind of things.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse, really. You know, two races, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's really not much. If they try to any even attempt to rescind it, try to appeal it, is just blasphemy. They're not going to win that, and they know that, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that it happens. You do it so quick, and it's, you know, we've seen the diagrams on how sharp they have to be to make that tire stay on, and sometimes it doesn't happen.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Like, you know, with the new car and everything, obviously, probably still working out the small details. And obviously the crews and teams are trying to be faster and faster with it. So I always saw Bubba Wallace's car, they couldn't get his off. They had to like cut it off. Those kind of little things that could really ruin Bubba's day, ruin Chris Buescher's day. Hopefully they can clean that up in the near future there. But that was the only penalty from Vegas on the Cup side. But Nick, we'll start with the truck series. Pretty good race here from the trucks. I didn't catch the whole thing that night, but I woke up and I literally turned on FS1 because I saw that it was on, and it was literally the same, almost damn near the same spot as when I went to bed. So kind of worked out, I guess. But Raja Carruth, Nick, started on the pole in this one, first career pole. And he won the race from the pole there. Pretty much had the fastest truck I pretty much all night. Tyler Ankrum, who came in second, was pretty quick as well. But we saw, Ty Majeski was quick. Kyle Busch was quick. They, I think, had a couple issues. I mean, pit road issues and kind of dampened their day. But the rest of the top 10 here is Corey Heim third, Taylor Gray fourth, Christopher Bell fifth, Christian Eckes sixth, Matt Crafton seventh, Zane Smith eighth, Grant Enfinger ninth, and Ty Majeski ran out of the top 10. So, Nick, very popular win all around, I think, and kind of a historical win for Raja Carruth there in Vegas. The third black driver ever to win in the National Series of NASCAR, Bubba Wallace being the other, and Wendell Scott before Bubba years and years ago. So what do you think of it, Nick? Do you think I know we kind of know that Raja has the talent to get it done. And obviously being a predominantly white sport, we don't see, obviously he's the only the third African American driver to win. gets a lot of support from Bubba and other drivers and everything. So what do you may how big of an impact do you think Raja's win is moving forward?
It's a big one. He's definitely an up and comer. He's got talent. The interview, he seemed confident, in my opinion. He definitely didn't share. He definitely understood the realization of it being a big impact on the sport and being an individual to do it. It's awesome. Hats off to him. He ran a hell of a race. Did a great job. Was rooting for the guy. I was rooting. He had a good truck. Hendrick cars. He's got a good ride there and he made the most out of it, especially with the pole. You knew he was gonna do some damage, hopefully, as he just kept his feet in front of him and just kept that thing on the track. Anyway, like I said, just the main thing was he showed confidence in saying this isn't the only one I'm gonna get. He's gonna get more and just give the guy he once you get the monkey off your back like that, I just feel it's gonna get pressures off. You're gonna have more and more. You've been there before, you can do it again. So I look to definitely see him possibly maybe even getting another win this year. He's got the Hendrick car, Hendrick truck in there and probably make it work again.
So pretty much it's almost like a KBM truck, we could say, because Spire bought these trucks from KBM. But you're right with the HendrickCars.com, who sponsors Kyle Larson in the Cup side. They were only supposed to do 10 races for Raja this year. And before this race, they extended it to a full season. So what a way to gift them the sponsorship by winning the race with their colors and name on the truck. So definitely cool to see. Obviously, Raja's one of my favorite up and coming guys. Especially in the truck series. He does have his moments. We see these young guys. Obviously, we saw Phoenix last year. We saw Daytona this year. It was kind of hard to watch. But they kind of cleaned it up in Atlanta and Vegas and everything. So, But yeah, definitely exciting to see Raja get that win, lock himself in the playoffs as well, in that regard. So they're actually off this week. They're not racing in Phoenix. They'll be back at Bristol on a Saturday night under the lights. So back on the concrete here, Nick. No more dirt. Let's, thank God we moved on from that one. Back on the concrete at Bristol for the trucks in not this weekend, but the following. So the Xfinity series from Vegas, it was okay. The clean air thing kind of dominated on this side of things. John Hunter led over half the race, but I mean, on the Cup side, kind of the same. He won the race, John Hunter Nemechek, who's full-time in Cups and not running for points there. Cole Custer was second, Chandler Smith third, Austin Hill fourth, Riley Herbst fifth, Allmendinger sixth, Ryan Sieg seventh, Sammy Smith eighth, Brandon Jones ninth, Justin Allgaier came in 10th. So, pretty solid top 10 here, kind of like we normally see in the Xfinity series. But Nick, obviously Austin Hill won the first two races, came in fourth this week or this past weekend at Vegas. Is he the early favorite here? I mean, we kind of say this every year just because he always wins at Daytona, the past 3 years, and he always wins at Atlanta and all that. Do you think, I mean, he still had a good run, started fifth, finished fourth. Do you think he's the early odds on favorite, even with Cole Custer, winning the pole, came in second, obviously was defending champion, Cole Custer, John Hunter Nemechek no longer in the Xfinity series full time, but you got the Dinger back full time. So, what do you think there from Austin Hill? Will he keep this momentum going all year, or, what are you thinking there?
I don't, because those two races are, it's kind of iffy to me, like Daytona and Atlanta. It's hard to gauge off of those two races. Definitely had a good solid start in Vegas. Hats off to him on that one. But I still, I think AJ's, in my opinion, the front runner here. He's just got the domination. He's got the more, my opinion, more experience with this. I think he's just got a better shot at it. I think they just got a better understanding of the car, better driving, in my opinion, than Austin Hill. I like him. He just kind of gets himself into some predicaments that I think AJ tries to stay out of.
Yeah.
And I think that that might, it's just going to help in the long run for AJ when it comes down to it. Still very young too, as well. But I definitely think he's still in top five. Obviously, I just, he's got the talent there. It's just, I feel AJ could, it's gonna leapfrog him a little bit. He's, yeah, I would say that.
Well, and especially when it comes to like road courses and everything, we know how good AJ is on them. And Austin Hill,
He's gotten better. He
he's gotten
definitely has
better,
gotten a lot
right?
better.
Gotten better on him, but he's not obviously the first name that comes to mind, or the first couple that come to mind when we think of road courses. But other notable name, Eric Almirola in the 19 for JGR finished 12th, his first race of, he's doing a handful of them this year. Haley Deegan scored a top 15 and she finished 15th, so good run for her. Jesse Love, obviously the pole streak ended as well. He finished 17th. So all these guys looking to turn it around this weekend. They are at Phoenix, and this can kind of, preclude what we see in the championship race. A lot of these guys have, that have more shot to get there than others. Have. Certain setups, and they kind of, to work on that kind of setup for the championship race if they're there, fighting for a championship. So we'll have to see, who kind of strays away from the pack this week in Phoenix for the Xfinity series, which is Saturday at 4:30 on FS1, 200 laps, 200 miles, on the mile, weird shaped Phoenix Raceway. So, Nick, when I said FS1 there, I forgot to ask at the beginning, before we get into the cup stuff. What do you think here of the Dale Jr. news? Not coming back to NBC starting this year. So he won't be on this year, and he's starting 2025, going to Amazon and TNT, doing their bracket of races, which is pretty much, I think, like 12 races somewhere in that ballpark. What do you think of that? Are you gonna miss Dale on the NBC side of things?
Oh yeah, of course. I'm growing up rooting for Dale my whole life, and listening to him, he just brings that energy that you definitely don't hear about it with Mike Joy and Clint sometimes.
Clint has salt, you know.
He definitely does his best, and Mike, I just he's old school, and I do
Yeah.
like it. Just Dale just for some reason just have that tenacity to just bring you more closer to watching it and getting
Yeah.
more involved, it seems. So that's definitely something you definitely miss.
Yeah. To touch on the Mike Joy thing you said, he's actually been this year. It seems this year, because I really don't remember him doing this before, but we know how, like, when the camera's on somewhere else and Dale Jr. would always pull, like, scare you and be like, oh, they're wrecking
Scare
it
the hell out of
or
you, yeah.
something. Mike Joy's kind of been doing that, though, this year. In a couple races, you know, the first couple races, the camera's somewhere else, and then he'll kind of point at, like, oh, trouble in turn three or something, you know, he'll point it out like that. But sometimes I mean, these guys are like, I don't know what they're looking at all the time, because they'll have a wreck on the camera, like in the camera shot, and they'll be talking about completely something different until it's like halfway over. Yeah, so it's kind of like, what are you guys looking at here? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, to your point, I would have missed Junior. Obviously, ton of knowledge, ton, you know, knew what he was talking about all, you know, all the time. So I definitely, you know, will miss him this year. We'll have to see how it goes with two different services next year for him. But we'll have to see if they were also if they replace Dale Jr. at NBC this year with somebody else. Haven't heard anything about that yet, but we'll see what happens coming up with that. So the Cup Series, Nick, from Vegas. We kind of talked about the clean air being dominant in the Xfinity Series. Well, I think it was kind of the same kind of thing in the Cup side. So what were your thoughts on the on Vegas? Yeah, it wasn't terrible. You know, a lot of different guys up front that we don't see as often. No wrecks really in this one. So if that's what you like, this wasn't for you. But what'd you think of the overall product?
It was all right. It's just the 1.5. Sometimes it's very hit or miss. This is more of a hit than a miss, in my opinion. Definitely, it like you said, the lead changes definitely help. Reddick had a good shot. I thought he almost had a shot at the end there. And it looked like he possibly used up his tires trying to get close to the lap. Bubba actually tried to help out of there at the end with the lap traffic coming in. That was a sneaky move, and bought Tyler some time, but nonetheless didn't get the win. But it made it for a little bit suspenseful at the end, which in my opinion helped the credit there. Yeah, it just the open air definitely was a big thing. You definitely saw it. Once you got clean air, you just were way better than everybody else dealing with the dirty air. It's just it is what it is. But it we've definitely seen worse.
For
But
sure.
it was definitely, I think, like a B minus, maybe, I would maybe say. It's you know, it's kind of it was okay.
Well, the Twitter poll, we'll just hop into that real quick before we go to the lineup here. 78% said no, it was not a good
Okay.
race. So obviously, coming off of, let's see,
You're coming off a really good
coming
race in
off Atlanta,
Atlanta.
where it was 100% yes,
Yeah, you put the bar up really high, and then you
right.
come back down to earth, and you see this is what majority of the racing, but you get a good chunk of it where you're going to be battling it out. And fortunately, Larson, he led what, 2/3 of the damn race and
Well,
still
he won both stages, won the race, pretty much dominated. He had the car to beat.
dominated. Yeah,
Right.
he was the car to beat in this thing. And a lot of people don't like to see that. They want to see action up front, which is true. You definitely want to see that. But we also saw some, decent moving back and forth between certain drivers throughout the day, which was good to see. And you got to see some penalties and stuff, which definitely
Yeah.
let me make up for that one.
And we got to see some strategy play. We saw some two
Right.
tires, some fuel onlys, and obviously didn't really work out for those guys, after a couple laps. But yeah, I mean, obviously Tyler Reddick and Kyle Larson had the best cars. They finished 1-2 in all three stages. So obviously, they were the class of the field. Either one of those two winning was what it was looking like.
Ross had a good shot at it. He just had that speeding penalty, and he tried to take a shot at it by getting just, I think it was just left side tires, left rear
Yeah, he
tire.
just got two
It's,
tires on one. He was
he was Lee, he led for a little bit, and
he was
then.
up there, yeah. And then I think the four tires just end up prevailing there. But Blaney was third, Ross Chastain fourth, Ty Gibbs fifth. Noah Gregson, good run for him.
Very good
Obviously,
run.
coming off of that penalty, which knocked him negative points. I didn't even know it was negative negatives. He was like minus. I don't know.
It was bad, yeah.
Truex was seventh, Denny Hamlin eighth, Joey Logano ninth. William Byron rounded out of the top 10, who had a big trash bag on his grill at one point in the race, which kind of hindered his day as well. So, rebounded for a top 10 there. But Nick, I do want to talk about the two young guys there in the middle, Ty Gibbs, Noah Gregson. So obviously Noah Gregson, the top running Stewart Haas driver this week by a lot. Josh Berry was the second one in 20th. They were all kind of, the rest of them were bunched right there. Briscoe 21st, Priest 23rd. So what do you think, Nick, about Noah? I mean, obviously, hopefully he's matured a lot, a little bit from what we saw the previous years. But this was a good run for him and with a new team, and everything like that, third race of the season. And as we remember, he didn't race for half of last year, after he got, suspended. So bigger surprise here, Nick. Obviously, I feel like I know where you're going to go with this. Ty Gibbs in fifth or Noah in sixth?
Biggest surprise on it?
Out of those two, who do you think, Ty Gibbs getting fifth or Noah getting sixth? Which was a bigger surprise there?
Well, definitely Noah in six, in my opinion. And being in the Vegas hometown kid, he definitely had a
Right.
little bit of a chip. He had to go out there and definitely show a good, good run. Definitely got a good top 10 finish out of it. It just surprised me that Josh Berry wasn't as good as I thought he should have been.
He has that because he has two Xfinity wins at Vegas. I think
At
Briscoe's
Vegas.
won at Vegas in the Xfinity. It's like I don't know what is what's going on. We'll have to see as the season goes on. Like we said, Josh Berry's a rookie, but he ran well in the nine car last year for Chase filling in. Finished second at Richmond in one race. So we know he can get the job done. And we know Noah's good, talented driver. Priest and Briscoe won in his like second race in the Cup Series a couple years ago. So we know these guys can get it done. It's just, I don't, where's the speed at?
Yeah,
And
definitely.
Noah was fast at towards the end there. He was in the top three, for 10, 15 laps there.
Yeah, he had good long run speed
Yeah.
throughout the day. It seemed that that just was his MO. His short run wasn't the greatest, but once he got up and he was able to get that long run where you can go 40, 50 laps with, before your pit cycles, he was dominant, and you
Yeah.
could see it.
Hey, you could tell by far He was the best Stewart Haas car. I mean, Briscoe had his moments where he was running decent. But yeah, I really surprised at Noah being that fast. And Ty Gibbs, we've seen him a lot of the BS over the years, in the Xfinity series and everything, getting into dust ups and after the race, during the race, whatever it may be. Well, he was really fast as well. As a lot of the Toyotas actually were pretty quick this past weekend. But Ty Gibbs, I think that he's got a win this year. And it's, in the near future, I think he'll get a victory this year. Now, will he be the first of the JGR cars to do so? Probably not. Obviously you gotta look at the veterans, Denny and
I could see
Martin.
him second. I could see Denny winning first, Ty actually winning second, and Martin actually winning third. I could see that.
Well, technically two of them already won, but the races didn't really count. Denny won the Clash.
Well,
Seabell
yeah, that I get.
Seabell won a dual race, so.
Well, that's true.
But we're
Well,
talking from
I
Daytona.
always forget about I always forget because
I
he's
know, right?
good coming
I
up
feel
at
like
Phoenix.
that's how he likes it.
Yeah, he's good at Phoenix too, so he's always fun.
Yeah, I mean, had some cruddy luck in the championship for the past couple years,
That's what screwed him over.
But I mean, like, I feel like all these guys, Ty Gibbs won the Xfinity Series championship at Phoenix. A lot of these guys are good. We know the Penske boys are good here, Logano and Blaney. Chase is good here. Larson's good there. It's like, take your pick, really. But yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised with Ty Gibbs and Noah Gragson this past week. So we'll see if they can keep it up. I think Ty will probably have a more consistent season, I want to say, than Noah, but you never know. We'll have to see what happens, on that one. So, Phoenix, or let's go, our picks, which we did pretty good on this one, Nick. So I went with Larson, you went with Chastain, and somehow they always seem to end up, Ross had the penalty, it was in the back. So it was like, all right, well, here we go. Then all of a sudden, yeah, now he's leading the race and everything. So whoever we pick always seems to end up pretty close to each other at the end. So like we said, like I mentioned, Larson was your winner. Chastain was four, so both our picks got top fives. That's a good day. I got you on that one. So 2-1 as we go to Phoenix. This Sunday at 3:30 on Fox, 312 laps, 312 miles, in the desert. So anyway, Nick, what do you expect? Are we expecting a usual Phoenix race here? I don't know if they're putting any traction
Traction.
compound on that higher lane in one and two, which used to be three and four, but usually a lot, seems like they do, and the cars can run up top or run on the apron there. So we expect it from Phoenix this week.
I don't
Typical
know,
Phoenix.
really. Yeah, it
No,
just, I
I mean,
can't think of anything else, really. I just, it's always cool to see them, fan out at the very beginning and
yeah, cut the dog leg.
depending on weather, it's just what it comes down to is, if it's gonna be you're gonna be able to have a lot more grip than usual, or is it gonna be slick? You don't really know
Yeah.
until cool weather
Do it.
comes.
Now maybe not so much this week as this past week at Vegas, but the wind obviously was
Yeah.
really windy in Vegas
Very.
last weekend. In the desert, besides some mountains or whatever, it's obviously a desert, it's flat. So we'll see if there's any storms rolling through that produce, that leave wind as an after effect like it did last weekend at Vegas. But no weather to deal with, so that was nice. We'll have to see what usually Phoenix should be all right.
year, for the most part, around this time of year. I mean, yeah, usually any time of the year, they don't get anything. Well,
Yeah.
knock on wood, anything crazy
I mean,
weather-wise.
now
But
they will.
now, yeah, now they, we'll say it'd be a monsoon there.
But anywho, so like I said, the race is Sunday, March 10th at 3:30. Nick, who comes to mind for, like I just mentioned, a lot of guys that are good here at Phoenix. So who kind of comes to mind as a contender here this week?
A lot of Toyotas, I think, are going to be doing good. I just, they always seem to do good here. You just mentioned a bunch of them. Reddick, obviously. Denny's, I think, is going to have a good day here. Ty, I think, might have a good day here. He's gonna, definitely going to be a sleeper. I think he's got a shot at possibly getting up there. At least top 10, I hope. But yeah, I just think the Toyotas are going to be dominant this.
So is that, I guess, are you picking a Toyota?
I'm begging a Toyota, yeah, for sure. I'm not
Okay.
going to tell you which one, but yeah, I definitely have that circled.
All right. Well, do you want me to
Don't
dive
matter.
into the pick first?
Yeah, if you want.
All right. So you already have yours set, or okay. You know who I was surprised about last week too was Spire in the Cup Series. Corey LaJoie ran up front a lot, pissed with his teammate Carson Hocevar, who ran well, who was pretty quick as well. So
Right.
kudos to them. Hopefully they can keep that up. Zane Smith obviously had some trouble early on, but they're looking good. Obviously got the win in the Truck Series. Cup side looked good as well. So back to Phoenix. Ooh. Part of me wants to take Byron here, right? Get a little revenge factor from last year. I already picked Larson last week, so I'm not going to go with him. Toyotas do seem enticing. But I'm going to go with another Hendrick guy. I'm going to go with the number nine car, Chase Elliott here. We haven't really seen or talked about him much yet in the first three races, but I feel like he is going to win this year and kind of get that monkey back off his back to kind of jump back on. So I'll take Chase here at Phoenix.
Okay. I'm gonna take Tyler Reddick. He can get on that wall and he can run the wall like he has done previously in the past, especially at Phoenix. If he's able to, I think he's gonna be having a good day.
Yeah. Well, obviously, like I said, I think the Toyotas as a whole are kind of enticing to pick this week. Well, really any week, I guess you could say. But out of the two, I'm kind of with you on this so far. Out of the two 2311 cars, Tyler Reddick has had a little bit better speed. I mean, Bubba's been in the mix, obviously some issues and all that have hurt him. But Tyler Reddick, we saw how mad he was to finish second last weekend. So that probably a little bit of driving force there for him going into this week. So I like the pick, Nick. So we got Chevy versus Toyota. I'm going with Chase Elliott. You're going with Reddick at Phoenix. And then Nick, after that, we go back to the world's fastest half mile in Bristol. Not the night race, just Bristol. But like I said, back on the concrete. Then we go to COTA. So, and to end March, you got the night race at Richmond, which is a Sunday night. I hate when they
It's
do this.
usually it's Easter too. Usually it's Easter.
It usually is pretty good. But like, I thought it was always Saturday night.
Nah, that's always usually Sunday. Usually when they do Richmond. Well, for
The
Easter, it's usually Sunday
Bristol
night.
night race is a Saturday.
That's always a Saturday. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
always like September in March.
Richmond.
It's
Then
a
they got the
Pittsburgh.
second Richmond race in August at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Getting later and later, though. They're gonna run them all at night before we know it.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
That's what the people want. Hopefully they
Well, I
understand it,
don't
but
want that, Nicholas.
well, I know you don't
I
want it
know.
because you have to you pass out. Well, thank God we're an hour behind. That's all
Yeah, lucky you.
it matters.
Oh man. But anyway, we'll focus on Phoenix. This is at 3:30, so I could deal with the this was fine. Yeah, and then Bristol's at 3:30, and then Circuit of America's at 3:30. So we're all pretty much 3:30s here until Richmond. So anyway, that'll about do it, Nick. Unless you got anything else to add. We do have brackets coming up in a couple of weeks, Selection Sunday there for March Madness. So hopefully we can have better luck than we both did last year on that one. Yeah. So I guess that's
Yeah.
about it. Follow the social medias, Instagram, high underscore banks underscore podcast, X, high underscore banks, two underscore, and check out Jacob Jones Music wherever you listen to music. We'll be back next week to recap Phoenix and preview Bristol back on the concrete in the spring.